Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beautiful beings. Happy Self-Care Sunday. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. As you all know, before we begin, I want to go ahead and make sure that we are all in the same space, although we may have different experiences. So we are going to do that with a brief breathing exercise. And I need to add this disclaimer. If you are going to listen to this on the replay, the podcast is not like dead air. So while we're doing the breathing and it's those silent times, it's going to try to skip over those. So when you listen to the replay, it's not going to seem like you're doing 3 seconds, 4 seconds, and 3 seconds. So just an FYI. But let's go ahead and get started. And get yourself seated in a comfortable position. Make sure that you are not driving. If you are driving, go ahead and continue to listen to the show, but do not do the breathing exercise. We are going to start with inhaling to the count of three, exhaling to the count of four, and then, no, I'm sorry, inhaling to the count of three, holding it to the count of four, and exhaling to the count of three. My apologies. I don't know why I messed that up. We can go ahead and begin. Take a nice, deep, cleansing inhale to the count of three. Holding this to the count of four. And exhale to the count of three. Second time, take a nice deep inhale to the count of three, holding to the count of four, and exhale to the count of three. Last time, take a nice deep cleansing inhale, holding, and exhale to the count of three. Perfect. Thank you. And welcome to the now. I have an amazing guest for you all this week. I listened to her on another one of my guests, Louisa Valentin. She was a guest and she referred her to me after we did our show. She was like, I really like your platform and I have a couple of people that I would like to send over to you. And my guest for you today is one that she sent over for me. When I was listening to her show with Louisa, their show was about intuition. And you all know I am deep, heavy on intuition. Your gut will tell you everything about your health, about what you should do, if this is a bad move, if something is happening. Your gut will tell you. Your intuition will tell you. As long as you are connected with it and you trust it and that's something that you can build up, and understand when it's your intuition and when it's fear. You can definitely tell the difference once you get into it. But her interview with Louisa was amazing. So I really loved what her message was. Nothing much going on with me. Not at all. Not too much at all. Just choose you and Intentional Conversations is still moving and grooving. I don't really have anything coming up except for more guests. As you all know, I am always accepting guests. I am always ready and willing to share this platform with people. That is what this platform is for. It is for other beings to get out their message, to get out their product, to get out their services, as long as it is for the betterment of everyone. If it's all about self-improvement, self-understanding, self-knowledge, that right there is what it is that I promote. That's what this channel is for. It is here to help build the community of awareness. It is here to help other people that are out here servicing people with either products or services or just messages or their own life experiences to help people get to that grounded space, to help people get to the position, get in the position where you are able to listen to your intuition. You are able to tell the difference between your intuition and your fear. So that is absolutely what it is that we are going to be focusing on. And it's another thing to say about that really fast. I'm so sorry. But while I was on the listening to the interview with her and Louisa, I actually had an incident that had happened that day or the day before. I can't remember when it was. It may have been the day before, but I do courier work, and the lady that is my supervisor had called and was like, she didn't call. She did call me. She said, lock everything in the van when I was done with my route. It was after closing time. I was like, everything? She said, everything. Lock everything in the van. I was like, okay. So when I got to the lot to lock up my van, I kept saying, do you really want to lock this driver door? Don't lock it. What if you forget something? What if they need to get in? What if there is no spare key? Because she told me to leave everything, the keys and everything, in the van. So I left the mail in the van. I left the keys in the van. I left everything in the van, the paperwork. I locked everything up. Unlocked the driver's side door just because my stomach, my gut, something just kept screaming to me, do not lock the driver's side door. Make it so that you are able to get back into the van. I didn't lock the driver's side door. I sat in the parking lot in my own car once I parked the company vehicle. I think I was looking for music or looking for something to eat or something. Whatever it was, I was in the parking lot for about 10 or 15 minutes. My supervisor called me about in that time and was like, what happened to the mail? I was like, it's in the van. You told me to lock everything in the van. She was like, no, I meant just your paperwork and the keys. I was like, oh, well, I'm still here, and I left the driver door unlocked so I can go ahead and drive the mail around to the back and unload it. She's like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad. I'm like, I thought to myself once we got off of the phone, I'm like, see, there goes your gut. There goes your intuition letting you know. Don't lock it. Make sure you're able to get right back in it. And I'm glad I did. So that is exactly what it is that my guest today is going to be speaking about. That is what she helps you get into. So that situation just proved to me, which I'm not, it was more proof to me. I'll say that because I have things like that happen to me pretty much almost every day. Almost every day there is something that happens where I'm like, no, my stomach is telling me something different, or my gut, my intuition, my whatever word you want to put on it, it'll tell you something different. I've had to learn how to listen to it. And when you don't listen, that's when things happen, not great things. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they're sad. Sometimes they're things that can be redone. Sometimes they are not. So I try my best to stay grounded. I try my best to stay open to getting that type of feedback from the universe and that type of guidance from the universe. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Kshema Singhi. I think I'm saying her name right. And if I am so sorry if I said it wrong. But welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday, Janelle. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, brilliant. I was worried you won't be able to hear. So this is the first time I'm using this platform. And I got the time wrong. So I'm ready for an hour for you, Janelle. I've been waiting for this conversation.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, say your name properly for me, please.
Kshema Singhi. I think you got it right.
Okay.
Very few people get it right, but yes.
Thank you. My name is J apostrophe N-E-L, and my last name is spelled F-U-N-N-Y-E. So I am used to people chopping up a name. So I try my best to get it right when it comes to people's names. How are you this Sunday?
I'm very good. It's nearly the end of the day for me. So, yeah, I'm very good. It's 9 o'clock in the evening, in the night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You are overseas.
Yeah,
I forgot you are overseas. So I'm glad you were willing to spend this evening with me and exchange this energy.
Absolutely, Janelle. I think I absolutely. So when we first spoke and when Louisa first introduced us, I think I was absolutely thrilled to speak to you. I think we've got so much in common, and I think the purpose we have is the same. I absolutely love what you're doing, Janelle, sharing this journey and helping others on the way. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's definitely what this platform is for like-minded people to just get the message out to as many people as possible. Sharing platforms, cross-pollinating platforms, everything. Everything. And I absolutely love what it is that you are doing as what your purpose is and what you're doing for women. I absolutely love your story. I was over on your website and looking at your story and looking at the information, and we are right on the same page, and I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving it. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do and who you are.
Yeah, sure. So, but let me tell you, Janelle, thank you so much for inviting me over here, giving me this space and allowing me to share my story and sharing what I do with your
audience.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I'm a happiness and empowerment coach. I work with females who are feeling stuck, invisible, they're feeling rejected in a relationship or even in their careers. And they have this fear of unknown. They have this doubt of a happy future. I think most of us have had this feeling at some point in our lives. And my aim is to work with these women to get them to move from this fear and this doubtful energy to feeling more empowered, to feeling confident, knowing where they want to go in life and having a plan, basically. This is how I'm going to do it, and this is what I'm going to do. The confidence that is lacking in us, my aim is to work with women and bring them, empower them with that confidence.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. How long have you been coaching?
I've been coaching since lockdown, basically. So I'm a Jay Shetty certified coach. When lockdown happened in 2020, beginning of 2020, I just had a lot of free time in my hand. And I was already coaching two of my cousins. So one of my cousins, she was like, why don't you start coaching? And I was like, okay, maybe not a bad idea. I ended up doing the certification course and I became a coach. So it's been a couple of years now that I've been coaching.
Amazing, amazing. I always tell women, normally, I don't really like to use the word life coach. I really use intentional conversationalist with my practice. But what I say is, this is something that normally comes natural to those of us who have decided to tap into this realm. So when people ask me, they're like, well, how long have you been doing it? I'm like, officially since 2016, but literally all my life. It's been every conversation, every serious conversation that I'll have with someone. I've always been the sounding board for someone. I've always been the go-to for what should I do, or this is a problem, or just being able to talk to people. I've heard thousands of times, you are very easy to talk to. I don't know why I want to tell you all of my information or all of my business, but you're easy to talk to. So I'm pretty sure this is something that has been in you all your life. It's just now we definitely have a way to focus.
Yeah, absolutely, Janelle. I think I couldn't agree more. So even as a young adult, or a teenager even, I think my journey started then, I was very interested in all sorts of psychology books, like, the self-help books, the body language and stuff like that. In fact, I was, my cousins had gotten married, they're like 10 years older than me, and my cousin got married and they had these real, husband and wife had real major issues. They were always arguing, always fighting. And I was the one who was reading these self-help books and showing them and highlighting stuff for them and saying, look, you should be doing this. Look, you should be doing this. Of course, nobody listened to me at that point, but I was always interested in it, because I was 10 years younger, so automatically I don't think they paid any attention to what I was saying at that point because I was so young.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had it in me. And then I think one of the things which I've realized after I became a coach is that this is my life's purpose, and a lot of things I have gone through in my life, let's say challenges, a lot of the challenges that I've gone through and a lot of mistakes I've made myself in life is because I could get so that I could get the lesson and be here.
Absolutely.
And be empathetic towards my clients.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's where I think that's why we are so passionate about what it is that we do, because we've been in those shoes. We've been in some form of the shoes that other people are walking, and it's really just a scream from the mountaintop that, hey, I've gone through something similar, and if I can make it through this, let me help you. Let me give you the tools that I've used. Let me give you information that has helped me to get through this, to make those changes, to be that person it is that you want to be, or to find your purpose. A lot of people have to go through whatever it is, the challenges. I always call it, my life has been colorful. My different decisions, my different choices. So yes, it has painted a very colorful life for me. But once I learned about my intuition and my purpose and what it is that I'm here to do, that I'm not going to say I started making all the right decisions. I started making better decisions more often than not. I'll say it that way. So yeah. I'm there with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, Janelle, that you say that your life has been very colorful, because I would say my life has been very dramatic. So I'm a drama queen. Every time something happens in my life, I've gone like, oh, my God, why me? Oh, God, this is not fair. I don't want to live anymore, and so on and so forth. So I'm a drama queen. This is what I've been doing. This is how I went through a lot of my challenges in the past. But now
I am also.
I think most of us are.
And what were you saying, but now what is it?
I was like, but now I think I've got the answers. So every time I said, why me? Why me? I kind of now know the reason I went through so many challenges is because there was no other way for me to understand life and for me to get the lessons that I needed to get if I wouldn't be going through those challenges.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say this all the time. There are several of these shows that you can listen to and you'll hear me say, my mother used to tease me all the time, and there was a comedian, if I'm not mistaken, it was a comedian named Bernie Mac, and he had a show about a joke about when kids get hurt or when someone gets hurt, they're not going to learn their lesson until, or they're going to get hurt to the point where they hurt the skin until the white meat shows. So whatever gash it is that you've gotten or whatever sore you've gotten, it's been so bad that now not just your skin is hurt, but your actual flesh, the white meat is showing. That's how deep the cut is. So what my mother used to tell me is, and she still tells me, you don't learn your lesson until your white meat shows. Like, you have to get beat and beat and beat and beat until you say, oh, don't do it that way. And that's how I am. Even knowing that that's how I am, some lessons come a little easier, but there are still so many things that I'm just like, do it over and over and over. Then it's like, oh, I need to change this. Let me go ahead and change this because this is causing this. So I definitely understand, and it's my white meat shows a lot. So the drama, I am also a drama queen, and it's just like, woe is me. How is life going to go on now? So I'm definitely one that has to go back and ground myself. I have to remind myself constantly that these are moments that we are living, that we are experiencing, that they're going to pass. It's hard at right now while you're in it, but it's definitely something that will pass. And there will be better days. So I constantly have to tell myself that, constantly.
Absolutely, Janelle. And if I may add, it's not only that these days will pass and this will pass. It's more like, what is the lesson that life is trying to give us? And speaking about intuition, this is where we kind of slow down. We need to slow down. Mm-hmm. Whether we do it or not, it's a different thing. But this is where we need to slow down and just take a pause and say, okay, what is life trying to tell me? What is life trying to teach me? And this is where your intuition starts to play. And this is where it comes, comes into force in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in starting your business and finding out what your purpose, actually, what is your business? What is the name of your business?
It's called Being You.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Mine is Just Choose You. So I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many. There is a brand called Being Human, and I absolutely loved the brand But I knew if I kind of copied it, I'm not going to be going too far because that brand is too popular. But I think what really resonates with me is that each one of us are unique. We are unique in our own way, in our own sense, and we've got our own gifts, our own talents, and of course our own flaws. And that is fine. You know, being you is all about accepting your gifts, your flaws, everything about you, the way you look, the way you act, how stupid you can be at times, how wrong you can be at times. So it's about being yourself, just being the best version of yourself.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. That's my whole concept behind Just Choose You. I used to try to explain, oh, I know it sounds a little selfish, but I don't even explain that portion anymore because it's not selfish. But whatever hat that you're wearing at the moment, whether you're a mom, whether you're a father, whether you're a daughter, whether you're a fry cook, whether you're the person that cleans up the elephant's crap out of the circus, whatever position it is that you're playing right now, in order for you to play that position at your top performance is to have a better relationship with yourself, to be your best you, to be your good you, so that you can pour from a vessel that is full of you and an understanding. I absolutely am a firm believer in that, and I have to take a step back myself as an intentional conversationalist or a Reiki specialist or hypnotherapy specialist to make sure I'm okay so that I can service my clients. So it's definitely, I definitely resonate with that. That definitely resonates with me. With Just Choose You, I'm a firm believer in learn you, love you, live you. That is pretty much my motto. So what is something that you needed to learn or you're still learning about yourself that benefits your business or your services to people?
I think my biggest lesson, there have been plenty, to be honest, but I would say the biggest and I think the most important is self-love, self-worth.
Yes. Yes. And that is so hard for so many people. And I definitely know why it's hard for people, but that is something that is so hard to recognize and understand and acknowledge your self-worth. And I know it stems from different conversations. I know it stems from different things that have happened to people. Key people may have said statements to people and they have stuck and their self-worth is just very, very low. So it's definitely something that a lesson that I myself have had to learn, still learn, and will probably have more learning to do in that realm. So it's definitely, that's a good lesson. I'm pretty sure everyone out there can relate to that and understand that that's how we show up as our best selves in the world is knowing our self-worth, knowing what it is that we are here to do, and just knowing yourself. What is it that you do to do self-care or to love on yourself or to keep up with your business? So how do you take a step back how do you make sure that you're okay in order to be there for your clients?
That's a good question, Janelle. I don't think there is one thing that I do. I think it's been a journey. So I've been on this journey predominantly for the past 7 years. It's taken me a long time. But now I've come to a stage where I know my self-worth. And because I know my self-worth, I think the biggest difference, the biggest change that I've brought about in my life is setting boundaries, whether be it at work, whether be it in relationships, whether be it even with my friends, in my social circle, or even with my daughter, to be honest, because I'm a single mom. So setting boundaries, I think, is the most, for me, the most important element of my well-being now.
Boundaries. That is an amazing word. And some people, it intimidates people a lot. And you just said something that I had never even thought about, setting boundaries with your daughter. I have children, but they're adults now. But that is something that's definitely not only good for yourself, but it's starting out your child at an early age or starting them off with understanding boundaries so that once they get into adulthood, it's not something foreign. It's not like, oh, my goodness, what are you supposed to do now? I absolutely love that you stated that you do that with your daughter as well. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Janelle, I think my motivation, to be honest, I was at some point very broken. I had hit the rock bottom. I didn't know what to do with my life anymore at some point. In terms of career, mm-hmm. I was always, it's more in terms of my relationships and my personal life. And my biggest motivation has been my daughter. So when I say setting boundaries with my daughter, it has been one of the hardest challenges. It's been a challenge, to be honest, because coming from the society, and I know a lot of cultures out there are like this, where as Indian, I was said that I should be dedicating my life to my child. I used to feel guilty for going to work. I used to feel guilty. I had a very good job. I was traveling so much. I was traveling every week, but I was feeling guilty. I was not happy about it. I did not enjoy all the benefits that I was getting from my work because I was feeling guilty.
I'm glad that you stated that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm saying, but the realization I had was exactly what you said, Janelle, is that your kids are learning from what you're doing. So my daughter is learning from what I'm doing, not what I'm telling her, but what I'm doing. If she sees me as somebody who's independent, somebody who has a good career, yet she is there, I'm there for my daughter, I'm present for her. If she sees me having it all, she knows she can have it all as well. She knows it's not impossible. She's not going to get bogged down with all the guilt. If and when she has children, she's not going to give up on her life saying, okay, now I have children, I'm not allowed to live anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought up the culture. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got to this point and where you're like, okay, let me help as many women as I can that I've lived through things. So let me help these women or give a little bit of information about where you come from and where your purpose comes from and what fueled it.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, as you can probably even hear it in my accent, I'm originally from India. In India, there's something called arranged marriage. So I went through arranged marriage. And there's another story behind arranged marriage, but the summary being, the reason I opted in for arranged marriage was because my self-worth was so low. I didn't think I could have a boyfriend. So I let my mom and my family choose a boy for me. As you can imagine, it was not the right one. And I lived and I was married for 10 years. And
wow.
The one thing we realized was I'm a very independent, I'm a very strong character. I've got my own opinions. I'm a doer. I'm quite independent. I have my opinions, and if I like something, or if I dislike something, you will definitely know. In spite of all of that, when I got married, I turned into my mother, and I started sacrificing. From the time I got married, I started sacrificing. My life revolved around my husband till the time my daughter was not born. I was doing a full-time job. I was looking after the house and then helping him out with other stuff. I was like a doormat. And then my daughter came. So my life was all about my husband and my daughter, my husband and my daughter. There was nothing, no me. I was simply a doormat in the relationship. And this is in spite of feeling a very strong character. This is in spite of thinking, oh, I'm the one who's running the show over here. But guess what? I wasn't running the show. It was my ex who was running the show.
Wow. That is the whole arranged marriage. And I can't even say that I'm knowledge in it. I know that it happens. The only thing that I honestly can equate that to is the show. I love the show Married at First Sight. And when people are like, how can they do that? Da, 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 da. I'm like, there are cultures that still do arranged marriages. So it's not something that's just unfathomable to me. I do know that there are some that actually work out, that they are still married and they are living a productive life. But I'm glad that you are able to help the ones who are not living that fairy tale ending, are not having that, okay, we can grow together. And that's pretty much to me what would help that. If it's two willing parties that are able to grow together, then by all means, go ahead. So I absolutely love the fact that you mentioned that and touched on that and talked about that a little bit. So that's an interesting aspect of, especially what you said, where you said that you signed up for it because of your self-worth. That is a whole different, what's the word? It's a whole different push behind it. It's more so, it's like settling for the first person that asks if you're not in an arranged marriage. It's settling for the first person. And I know someone that is in a situation now where the first person that asked her to marry her, she was like, yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily out of love and this person is going to be here. It was more so out of fear of maybe not getting that opportunity again. So that is a key word that you said there is you chose that or you agreed to that is because of your self-worth. That is something that I think that women do not even think about sometimes when they get into situations. It's your self-worth. It's what are you bringing, not necessarily what you're bringing to the table, but your own self, your own thoughts, your own decisions, your own likes and dislikes. It's not something that where your partner likes bubblegum, so you should like bubblegum also. That's just absurd to me.
Yes, absolutely. And that is absolutely, Janelle. I think I've spoken to so many of my clients, so many women I've spoken to. 90% of the time, it comes down to your self-worth. We agree, whether be it arranged marriage or no arranged marriage, whether be it marriage or no marriage, you know, we get into relationships of all kinds, not only relationships, we get into jobs of all kinds because of our low self-worth, because we think we don't deserve anything more.
Oh, that was really, that was nice. You're right. You are absolutely right. I didn't even look at it that way. We do. A lot of people tend to, especially when it comes to negotiating a salary or when the interviewer says or when the application says, how much pay are you looking for? I think most people put down less than what they actually want or less than what they actually feel that they should be getting because of that self-worth. I love that.
And
did not
exactly,
think about it that way.
And there's a study, actually. Apparently, it's women who put it even lower than men. We think our worth is much lower than men think their worth is.
And I can see that. I can definitely see that, where women are like, I can see where society has made women feel as if they should be getting less than what that man is making. So that's crazy. And I'm glad that this platform is here. I'm glad that people like you are out there helping people and myself are out there showing women that it's not a dollar sign. We are so much more than what we're bringing to the job, to the family and everything. There's really no dollar sign that you can put on our worth. It's once you know that, of course, you know, get good jobs and things like that. But there, what monetary value can you put on yourself?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
That's because definitely. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
This is where, Janelle, the boundaries come in. So, you know, for example, I know at some point I had a good job, but then because I had to leave on time, I wouldn't go out for meals in the night. So I really did. I still have a very good job. It's one of those glamorous jobs. At least it looks glamorous to the outsider, that you travel, you go to new places, you get invited for dinners, et cetera, et cetera. It was one of those times. But I would decline dinners. I would leave a meeting at 4:30 because I had to go and pick up my daughter. So no matter what's happening, no matter what was being discussed, I would leave the meeting. And initially, I used to feel I don't deserve this job only because I have commitments, only because I had to go and collect my daughter. If I'm late, I won't be able to collect her on time, and she'll be crying sitting there all by herself. So for the I had my priorities, which was collecting my daughter. And before COVID, I think the companies, the employers were not very open about all of this. But I was like, I'm sorry, if I have to go, I have to go. How far? That's it. The meeting overran, I can't help it. I'm going to go. And because I used to feel, initially I used to feel, I don't deserve this job because of my commitment. I used to back down. I used to like, okay, I can't take up this project because of X, Y, and Z. And then at some point I realized, you know what? People don't really mind. I'm the one who's creating the issue. My manager doesn't really mind. You want to leave at 4:30? Leave at 4:30. As long as you're doing the work, just leave at 4:30. We understand. Everybody's got children.
Yeah, that's a very important statement that you said there. It's the issues that you have created. It's in your mind. It's like, okay, they have to be upset that I'm about to go and do this. They have to be mad that I have to go get my daughter. This isn't how it goes in the real workforce. So we have so many I know I have so many self-imposed challenges where if you just say something to that person or that business or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, no, that wasn't an issue. That was, you know, and so that's part of what I had to learn how to deal with my anxiety and learning to live in the now. I was so worried about what's going to happen if I do this. This is going to happen when I do this. I've had to learn to be grounded. I've had to learn to communicate, and I've had to learn that to prioritize. Like you said, your daughter is your priority, and there should be no guilt behind that. That's just it. So you said COVID has helped a lot of businesses change their minds, which to me it has. I know COVID brought so many bad things, but there are so many positive things that came from COVID, as jobs being more flexible and more understanding with, hey, I got to take care of my family. You know, you all are going to be here, but I am the one that's the whatever for my family. So I have to be there for my family. And I think it's more than just when the companies say, oh yeah, we are family oriented. We are, you know, you can do whatever, your family comes first. I think that the pandemic has definitely made companies more aware of the value of, hey, I got to go get my kid. I got to go do this for my husband, or I have to do this for my mom or my dad or whatever family member responsibility it is that you have. So definitely, definitely. Again, my saying is learn you, love you, live you, just choose you, recognize that you are the only person that controls your peace. So I try to, well, not try, I don't always do it, but I try to live by learn you, love you, live you, learn myself enough to know my triggers, to know when I need to leave a situation, to know when I'm happy and it's not a fake happiness, to know when I'm actually excited about something and not necessarily nervous about something. So how is it that you live you on your brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's the good part and the not so good part. The good part is, like you said, Janelle, you know, you there's always this learning, you know, you're always learning about yourself. If you think you know everything about yourself, I think even with 7 years of being on this journey, I don't think I still know everything about myself. You know, you'd be surprised sometimes what you find out about yourself. So the good news is I've done a lot of work on myself. I know my triggers. Now when I get triggered by a lot of the things, I know that I'm just getting triggered. I have the knowledge or the awareness to take a step back and think about what is it that really is triggering me. So what I'm saying is that the good news is the more work you do, you become more self-aware. And when you come across situations which is really making you anxious or just making you even angry, you're able to take a step back and think about, okay, what exactly is the problem? What exactly is making you anxious and angry? So this is what I follow in my life. Having said that,
wow.
But having said that, the bad news is, well, not bad news, the challenging news is you come across so many different scenarios. It's like onion. The more layers you peel, there's more to do. The more you spread off, the lighter you become in the sense that the more self-aware you become, there's more work to do. It's just like, it's like an ongoing thing. I personally think that I'm always going to be learning and learning and learning till the time I die.
Absolutely. To me, once you stop learning, you stop growing. If you stop learning yourself and you stop learning in this world, you get stuck in one thought process. You get stuck in one action or one way of life or one way of thinking. So it's definitely, I love the fact that you're like, you're going to always be learning because you are. You, every day there's an opportunity for you to learn something every single day. And the more that you become aware of yourself, the more those lessons and the more those things become obvious, the more those things are like, okay, well, I now know that I do this when this happens. So how can I change this? If it's something that you want to change, if it's something that you want to address, that self-knowledge, that self-awareness, that self-accountability, which is a huge word that's going around right now, but it's that accountability with yourself to accept, okay, I may go back on my word a couple of times or more than I want to, so let me intentionally try to change that. I know for myself, a really quick scenario, I am not an initiator. I am, and I said I'm going to stop saying that, but I'm not. I'm not an initiator. I am not the person that's going to come into the room, hey, how are you? How is everyone? I am so not that person that is going to go around talking to people. I'm going to come in. I'm going to find the quietest corner for me to sit in, and I'm going to observe until someone initiates a conversation with me. You said what?
I don't believe that.
Absolutely. I am. Everyone can, this platform is my space and my purpose, so I'm so comfortable here. So this is my space. This is where I'm comfortable. But going into a public room in person, absolutely not. I am the girl that's sitting at the corner, probably the darkest corner that she can find, and just sitting there and observing and waiting for someone to come and say hi. I have friends to this day that I used to work with. For like 3 months I worked at a job, and every day for those first three months, I went to lunch by myself. I would either sit in my car or I'd find a table at the place and sit by myself. And the very same girls that I have sat at a desk with would be like, that one finally came over and was like, okay, is this something wrong with us or what? Why don't you sit with us for lunch? I'm like, no one ever invited me. She's like, why do we have to invite you? You're sitting next to us and you hear us talking. Why have you not just jumped in and said, hey, I'm going to go with you all? I'm like, I just don't have it in me to do that. I don't know. So yeah. I'm not the initiator. Not at all. Not at all. But it's sometimes it works in my favor, sometimes it doesn't. And with this platform, it gives me the ability to be the initiator of something that I'm passionate about. And I think that's what makes the difference with me. I'm not a talker, but if we're talking about intuition, if we're talking about your chakras, if we're talking about healing, if we're talking about getting in alignment, if we're talking about just self-awareness, oh, I'll talk all day. But I don't want to know how your day was. I don't want to know what the weather is like where you are. Like, small talk is not for me. It has to be a focus.
The thing is, the more, and this is exactly what happens, right? When we do this kind of work, when we become more self-aware, A, it's great because now you suddenly know what kind of a person you are. You can't do the small talk. You're not the initiator. But talk about chakras and talk about spirituality. You'll be talking forever. I mean, we've been talking for so long already. So it's not a problem at all. And the challenge that comes is once you become aware, that if something is bothering you or if something is not right, there's something that needs attention. There's something in your life, in your own inside you, something needs attention. You cannot ignore it. That becomes irritating.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. You know? You're like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know, my drama queen is like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want another growth surge or whatever. I don't want it. But then I have to deal with it because I can't ignore it anymore. I can't pretend I don't understand this anymore.
Right. That exactly. That part right there. I know that you stated that you are one that is you definitely believe in boundaries as one of your ways of helping yourself through. I myself use journaling as one of the tools to help me with that self-awareness and help me along that journey of, okay, I know this about myself now. Let me intentionally do something to change it, to modify it, to either not do it anymore or to do it differently. What are some tools that you use to keep yourself in that space of self-awareness?
So brilliant. Journaling, I think, is one of the best tools, Janelle. And I almost prescribe journaling to my clients. I'm like, oh, you just have to do this as a medication, as a prescription. And different kinds of journaling, of course. You know, I do something like a vomiting journal, which is basically, you know, you've got so much shit in your brain, you know, in your mind. It's always you need to do is just get it out on paper. It's almost like vomiting all the nonsense that you have running in your mind. And the more you journal, the more lighter you feel because you've kind of let it out. It's almost like when you
yes.
got your stomach, your body is so intuitive that it will keep being sick till the time every single particle of that poison is not out of your system. And that's exactly what
yes.
vomiting does.
Yes, that is. I'm so glad that you said that. I have a multitude of journals. I'm addicted to them, and I have them everywhere. But one of my favorite ones is something like you just described. It's I call it my dump journal. I don't pay attention to any punctuation. I don't even pay attention to what the words are. Every once in a while, I'll just sit down, and whatever is in my brain gets put on that paper. It doesn't necessarily make sense all the time. It isn't even always proper English. Punctuation is wrong. It skips from one subject to the other, but I was able to get it out. I was able to dump those thoughts and give my mind more space for something else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So journaling is one tool. Of course, you've got other types of journaling, like gratitude journal, I think is very good because we need to be grateful for what we have, honestly. You know, gratefulness is so important and forgiveness is so important.
Absolutely. You are speaking my language. That is, I've learned that is one of the best ways to that's one of the only ways to me is to get more of what it is that you need or more of what it is that you want as long as it's aligned with your needs. It's being grateful for what it that you have now in this moment. And the universe is going to recognize, okay, let me send her more. Let me send her more because this is what she's grateful for. So gratitude journal, I have one of them. Well, no, it's my, what do I call it? Yeah, well, gratitude journal. It's one that, the only thing that's in there are things that I'm grateful for. And it'll be small things like I made all the green lights to get to work or it doesn't matter. It's whatever it is that you can be grateful for. Small, little, it doesn't matter. Showing the universe that you are grateful for whatever it is, that is what brings abundance. I'm a person that if I get all green lights, every time I get through the green light, ooh, thank you, universe. If I'm going behind someone slow, and they turn off, I say, ooh, thank you, universe, for getting them out of my way.
Exactly, yeah, brilliant.
So it's the small things. Definitely
Absolutely.
Is the small things.
Yeah. And there are so many other tools, but if we start talking about everything that you can do, I think we'll be here for another hour, Janelle. So I think
absolutely.
Yeah. We'll have to stop at some point because I know I can see that there are only 10 minutes remaining.
Absolutely. We definitely can. So what, one other question that I like to ask my guests, for me, well, let me explain what an immediate happy is first. An immediate happy is something that can is a thought, an object, or a song, or a book, or anything that is able to take you from a stressed out moment back into a place of peace, back into a place of happiness, or back into a place of just clear-mindedness. For me, it's music. I have a specific playlist. It's music in general, but for me, I have a specific playlist where I'm like, if I'm feeling down or if I feel like I need to be encouraged or if my anxiety is getting to me a little bit, if my depression is getting to me a little bit, my immediate happy is music. I'll always be able to turn on a song or my playlist and play something that's going to get me out of that mood. What would be something that's an immediate happy for you?
I'm glad you asked this question, actually. Mine is music and dance too. So not only music, but also dance. So put on a peppy number and start grooving towards it. But I think what I really am saying when I say dance is the physiology is a lot of the times, and this is I've seen a lot of my clients transform in minutes because you actually can. You know, sometimes we like being in that mode of, you know, being sorry for ourselves, feeling depressed and everything, which is fine. But the minute you make a decision that you want to shift, you can within minutes. You know, just getting up, stop slouching, just getting up, clap your hands, maybe do some vigorous exercise, just jogging on your, you know, for a minute or something like that. It suddenly gets you out of that depressive mode. So the physiology changes and your mind changes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the thing, one of the things that I know, I see a therapist. I know that one of the things that my therapist tells me is that when you start feeling that low, get up. Don't just lay there in the bed. Get up and go do something. I don't care if it's going to water a plant that's outside or something. Just get up and go do something and move. Show your body that you want to do something different and change the trajectory of where your mood is going. So I absolutely believe in that. And some people don't grasp how fast and how quick you are able to shift your perspective or shift your mood or shift the, I like to use the word energy. I'm a firm believer in energy and all of us are energy and that's how we operate. That's what's drawn to us. That's what we're drawn to is we work off of energy. So as long as you understand, you can shift that energy. You can shift that bad mood. You can shift that anxiety. It may not be easy when you first start trying to do it, but if you retrain your brain, your thought process, it's something that'll become natural to you once you get in practice of it so much.
Absolutely. And I think this is one thing which I would like to tell everybody who is listening, and I keep saying this to everybody I speak to, is actually it's a choice. We have a choice. It's not, you're not the victim over here. I understand life happens. I understand things happen. I understand sometimes you just feel so depressed you can't do anything about it. But that's only sometimes. A lot of the times you have a choice and you can change your mood. So it's we're no longer the victim. You know, we need to understand we're not the victim. Let's take action. Do something about it. Just the intention that I want to change my mood will give you the answer of what needs to happen next.
Absolutely. That word intention. That word intention is important. Your intention behind your actions is important. It definitely makes a difference in, to me, the outcome. It makes a difference in how it's going to, the solution, all of that, all of that. So I appreciate you sharing that. Definitely appreciate you sharing that. So where can we find you? Where can we go and either get your services or anything, any products that you offer, or just to know more about you?
Absolutely. So my website is coachshama.com. I don't know if there are any possibilities of putting in some notes because my spelling is a little difficult.
Yes, I can.
Okay, brilliant. So we can leave the link. But also, Janelle, to all your listeners, what I'm offering is a 40 to 45 minutes transformational session, which is a free session where I go through, or one of my team members will go through the challenges that you're facing and creating a blueprint of where you want to be and what you need to do to be where you want to be. So it's a 40 to 45 minutes free transformational call. And when you go on my website, there's a link to book a call. Again, I can send you the link, Janelle, if you can put them in the notes. But yes, please, I would love to hear from you, and I would love to help if I can in any way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then before we end everything out, what would be a good message or a good tone that you would like to leave with the audience?
I would like to tell the audience, I think exactly what I was saying is you have a choice. And just like Janelle, you say, choose you, invest in yourself, invest time, energy in yourself, do something for yourself. There is a better way of living and you can have it. You can have everything you want, but just choose yourself. Start with the intentions, start choosing yourself, start doing something for yourself, start loving yourself.
That part, choice. Every once in a while, a couple of days a week, I'll post Happy Wednesday or Happy Thursday or whatever, but I'll end it with choose to be happy or choose to make today a good day. You are absolutely correct. It's a choice. Happiness is a choice. I saw that on something years ago and was like, you know what? That's 100,000% right. Happiness is a choice. It's not something that just comes to people. Well, I won't say that. Some people are just naturally happy-go-lucky people. That's just how they are. But for people like me, happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy every day that it is that I make that choice. I'm so glad that that's something that you wanted to end us with. So I appreciate you exchanging this energy with me, and especially in the time frame it is, it's so late for you. I'm so happy that you were able to get on with us, even with all of the technical things. So, guys, I am going to have a link on this, I'm going to put the link to her website on Blog Talk Radio, actually, the link that you click on to listen to this podcast. Her information will be there. Thank you so much, again, for exchanging this energy with me. I appreciate it, and I am so grateful for it. And if there's anyone that you would like to share this platform with, they are more than welcome. They are more than welcome. I'm always accepting guests and always looking for people. So enjoy the rest of your evening. And, again, I so appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, tonight for you.
I love being here.
So much. Have a good one.
And you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you all, another intentional conversation in the books. Another guest that has just rocked my world with their information. I absolutely love and adore her story. I love her purpose and her mission. It is so much aligned with Just Choose You and what it is that I'm out here to do, what my purpose is. We touched on so many things that I'm glad that we were able to talk to, especially with the cultural differences. I love that she's there for the people that share the culture with her, and she's there to able to help those women get through these challenging times. I appreciate you all sharing this energy with me. I appreciate you all tuning into this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There is more to come. I will have more guests for you, and it's all about self-awareness and just being the best you. So, as always, learn you, love you, live you, just choose you. Understand that you are the only person that controls your peace. Happy Self-Care Sunday, guys. Have an amazing evening. Have an amazing week. And I will talk to you all later. Deuces.